Today is Low Sunday. The epistle for the first Sunday after Easter is taken from St. John's first epistle, chapter 5. Dearly beloved, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory which overcometh the world, our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he that came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit which testifieth that Christ is the truth. And there are three who give testimony in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. And there are three that give testimony on earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and these three are one. If we receive the testimony of men, the testimony of God is greater. For this is the testimony of God which is greater, because he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth in the Son of God hath the testimony of God in himself. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 20. At that time when it was late that same day, the first of the week, and the doors were shut where the disciples were gathered together for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, "Peace be to you." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples therefore were glad when they saw the Lord. He said therefore to them again, "Peace be to you. As the Father hath sent me, I also send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them, and he said to them, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whose sins you shall forgive, they are forgiven them. And whose sins you shall retain, they are retained." Now Thomas, one of the 12, who is called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." And after 8 days, again his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Jesus cometh, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, "Peace be to you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put in thy finger hither, and see my hands, and bring hither thy hand, and put it into my side. And be not faithless, but believing." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus saith to him, "Because thou hast seen me, Thomas, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and have believed." Many other signs also did Jesus in the sight of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. Thus far are the words of today's Holy Gospel. Jesus came and stood in the midst of them and said, "Peace be to you." Words taken from the Gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. There was once an old parish priest who had a special devotion to the Sacred Heart. And it was his desire to instill this same devotion in the hearts of his faithful. So to begin his work to foster this devotion, he had an image of the Sacred Heart of our Lord enshrined in his chapel. The people of the parish gradually began to turn to the Sacred Heart in their daily necessities. They would go to this image in the chapel, and there, kneeling before the Sacred Heart, they would present their requests. Now it happened one year that the pastor's health began to decline rapidly. In fact, after having a third stroke that year, the doctors had given up all hope of his recovery. His faithful parishioners, distraught at the thought of losing their beloved pastor, immediately turned to the Sacred Heart. In their prayers, they begged our Lord to give new health to the priest. In their visits to the chapel, they knelt before the shrine of the Sacred Heart, and there they presented their request. They were confident that our Lord, in his infinite mercy, would grant their request if only they went to him to ask him as a child asks a father. No sooner had they presented their request than their prayers were answered. The kind old pastor, who had been declining so rapidly, gradually began to regain strength and mobility. After some days, he recovered enough that he was able to offer Mass, and soon after, by the graces received from the Sacred Heart, his full strength returned to him, and he was able to return to his beloved parish. The Sacred Heart, my dear faithful, is a heart full of infinite love and care for us. The Sacred Heart wants to give us something that we all desire, peace. Peace is what Christ came to bring to the world. When our Lord appeared to the apostles on that first Easter Sunday in the upper room, he stood in the midst of them, as St. John writes, and said to the apostles, "Peace be to you." That was how he greeted his troubled and fearful friends after the resurrection. He came to give them something that all men desire. We all desire peace because that is how our hearts were made. God made the human heart. He knows what we want. He knows that we seek peace, and he knows best how to give it. St. Thomas Aquinas teaches that peace is harmony and satisfaction in all the tendencies and desires of man's heart. That's what peace is, harmony and satisfaction of all our desires. St. Thomas goes on to explain that the way we acquire this harmony and satisfaction is by conforming our will to God's will. Union of our will with God's will, that is the only thing in this life that gives true peace. This peace, this satisfaction of our desires, can be disturbed by many things, such as worries over the state of the world, the economy, politics, the lack of morals. Our peace can be disturbed by loneliness or sorrow, by sickness or poverty, by the burden of responsibility, by temptation, or by troubles within the family. Any one of these things can put our soul in a state of agitation, and when that happens, we look for peace. Many, though, unfortunately, don't know where to find it. They don't know the true source of peace, so they look for satisfaction in sin. And while sin may gratify them somewhat for a short while, eventually that satisfaction is lost, and their peace is even more disturbed by a guilty conscience. True peace and happiness can be found only in Christ, in the Sacred Heart. As St. Augustine writes, "Our hearts are restless until they rest in Thee." That is, our hearts are restless until we conform our hearts to His heart. For after all, He knows what is best for us. The Sacred Heart is the one who comforts and counsels us, who gives us strength to carry our burdens. It was to the Sacred Heart that those parishioners turned in their time of need. The old pastor in the story was restored to health because our Lord, in his infinite mercy, heard their request. The Sacred Heart listens as well to our requests. He is all-wise, all-powerful, and all-loving. And because he is all-wise, all-powerful, and all-loving, he knows what we want, he is able to grant it, and he will grant it if it is best for our souls. If we have recourse to him in our difficulties, he will resolve them, or he will give us strength to bear them. You see, sometimes our crosses or trials remain, even after long prayer. But in these cases, we can still have peace if we realize that God is allowing this trial for our own good, for our sanctification and salvation. He is allowing it for our good, even if we can't understand what that good is right now. So consider what things bother you, what disturbs your peace, and then bring those troubles to our Lord. Raise your mind to him with a short aspiration such as, "Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, I trust in you," or "Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, help me." Bring to his heart all the troubles of your heart, whether they be difficulties in work, in school, in the family, or in your own personal life. Tell him what you desire, and speak to him with confidence, always remembering that he is listening and he always wants to help you. He is only waiting for you to ask. I encourage you, my friends, to have recourse to the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus in all your troubles, that your heart may have peace. Let us then, as we travel the way of the cross through this life, remember that we can have peace if we travel through this life with the Sacred Heart. And as he rose glorious on Easter Sunday to give peace to all men, may we one day in heaven enjoy that same everlasting peace and happiness that all the saints possess, and that they possess through the Sacred Heart. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.